chapter 9, Jesus called the 12 disciples, and he gave them power and authority to drive out all the evil spirits and to cure them of half disease. Then he sent them to go all round to tell about how God to rule and to make the sick people well. Before they go on, Jesus tell them, say, and under the travel soul must don't carry nothing along with honor, must don't carry no walking stick, neither no bag to cat hang in, neither no bread and no money. Don't even carry no extra shirt. When honor go in somebody's house and they grieve for honor to stay there, honor must stay with them till honor ready for left that town. If honor go to a town and the people ain't glad for have honor stay there, honor must left that town. Whilst honor the grind, must shake the dust from off on a foot, for them know God ain't pleased with the way they done, and he got hold that against them. Then disciple them left Jesus, and they gone from settlement to settlement to tell everybody the good news and heal people every way. Herod been a rule in Galilee, yeah, about all what happened, and he been all mixed up in his head, because some of the people been a talk, say, that the John were been a baptized people, and what done been dead. He done come back from the dead. He done live again. And some people been to say the prophet Elijah done come back. Other people say one them prophet from way back will tell God word. He done come back from the dead. Herod say, I done have John head cut off. But who this ya? I done hear such a thing about. So he done try for see Jesus. When the apostle them come back, they tell Jesus all they done. Jesus take them and go on away from the other people. They go into a town named Bethsaida. When the crowd hear say Jesus going to Bethsaida, they go and follow him there. Jesus glad for Sham. He tell them about how God to rule, and he cure them what been a need for be cure. When it been most first dark, the 12 disciples come to Jesus say, nobody ain't lived to this place, Sham. Must send away the crowd. Make them go to some of the settlement and farm round about you and find something to eat and a place to stay. Jesus tell them, say, I must give them something to eat. They answer him, say, we ain't got nothing but 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. We ain't able to go buy something for all them people you ain't it? About 5,000 men been there. Jesus tell the disciple them, say, make the people all sit down and wind them up, about 50 head in every bunch. Disciple them make the people all sit down like how Jesus tell them to do. Jesus take the 5 loaves of bread and the 2 fish. He look up to heaven and he tell God, thank you for the bread and the fish. Then he broke the bread and the fish and gave them to disciple them for serve the crowd. All them done eat till they been satisfied. And disciple get a 12 basket of leftover bread and fish. One day Jesus been to himself and he to pray. When disciple them come join him, he ask him, say, who the people say I is? They answer him, say, some people say you is John, what been a baptized. Other people say you is Elijah. And some say you is one of them prophet from way back, what done come back from the dead. Then Jesus ask disciple them, say, well then, who honor say I is? Peter tell him, say, you the Christ, the promised child what God sent. Jesus gave disciple them strict order, say, must don't tell nobody who I is. He tell them, the man will come from God have to suffer a whole heap. Them Jew head leader, and the leader them are the priests and the law teacher them, ain't going to have nothing to do with them. The people going to kill them, but on the day will make tree. He going to get up from amongst the dead. He going to live again. Jesus tell them all, say, if anybody want to follow me, he must don't do just what I want to do no more. He must carry cross and be ready for suffer and die because of me every day. Anybody want to try for save his life, he got lost his true life. But anybody want lost his life because of me, he got have the true life. What good it do a man if he own everything in the whole world and go into hell when he dead? He done lost his true life, ain't it? If anybody the shame of me and what I done learn him, the man will come from God, will be shame of that person when he come like a king. He could come with great power and light will come out from heaven and shine on him. That the same light will shine on me, Papa God, and on guard angels them were going to come with them. I tell honor for true, some of them were to stand up here now. They ain't got dead that they done see God to rule over the world, a king for true. When about 8 days done passed after he said that, Jesus called Peter, John, and James to go along with him. They going on top of a high hill to pray. Whilst Jesus to pray, face change. His clothes changed color too. Them turned pure white and been a shine like sharp lightning. All of a sudden, two men appear to talk with Jesus. Them man been Moses and Elijah, and a bright light been a shine all round them. They to talk with Jesus about when he going to have to die in Jerusalem for finish what God done planned. Peter them been in a hard sleep, but they wake up and see that bright light round Jesus and the two men were to stand up with him. When Moses and Elijah start for left Jesus, Peter tell Jesus, say, Master, yeah, good thing we young. Let me make 3 brush arbor, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. But Peter ain't been to understand what he to talk about. While Peter to talk, a cloud come and cast a shadow over him. When the cloud give him, disciple them been scared. They hear a voice, but come out the cloud. And he tell him, say, this me son, well, I love a whole lot, must listen to what he tell unna. When the voice get true, ain't nobody been there except Jesus. After that, disciple them ain't cracked their teeth about what they see that day. They ain't tell nobody during that time. The day after that, when Jesus them come down from the hill, a whole crowd of people come to meet Jesus. One man in the crowd holler, Teacher, I beg you, do please come look at me, son, because he the only child of God. A evil spirit take hold to him. That spirit make him holler all of a sudden. He catch fit and the foam out the mouth. The spirit keep on bruising him up. Ain't hardly ever left him off. I been a beg you disciple them for drive that spirit out, but they ain't been able for do him. Jesus make answer say, other people young were living this time, only ain't got no faith, only stubborn down. How much more longer I must stay with honor and bother with honor? Then he tell the man, say, bring your son here. While the boy been a come to Jesus, the evil spirit throw him down to the ground with fit. But Jesus give order to that demon to come out of the boy, and the boy been cured. Then Jesus give him back to his papa. All the people been astonished to see the great power of God. Everybody been a wonder at all the thing what Jesus to do. And he talked to his disciple them. He tell them, I want honor to listen good to what I go tell honor. They going to hand them over. They going to turn the man will come from God into them who are in charge of. Disciple them may understand what Jesus mean, because God done hide the meaning from them, so they ain't know yet what been going to happen. They been scared for ask Jesus what he mean when he say that. Disciple them start for argue about which one them been going to be the great the Moors. Jesus know what he been a think, so he take a little child and stand him up by his side. He tell his disciple them, say, anybody will take in a little child like this one young, in me name, that person done take me in. Anybody will take me in, he done take in the one will send me. The person will think he ain't nothing amongst honor, he the one will something for sure. John tell Jesus, say, Master, we done see one man to drive out evil spirit by the power of your name. We tell him to stop that, because that man ain't one of we. Jesus say, honor must don't tell the man to stop, because if anybody ain't against honor, he for honor. When the time most come, where God done set for take Jesus up to heaven, Jesus set his mind to go to Jerusalem. He send messenger them to go ahead of him before he start off. The messenger going in a Samaria settlement, and he forget everything ready for Jesus. But the people in that settlement ain't want Jesus to stop there, because they better know he done set his mind to go on to Jerusalem. When James and John, disciple them, see that the people in that settlement ain't want Jesus to stop there, they ask Jesus, say, Lord, you want me to ask God to send fire down from heaven so he can burn up these people the same way Elijah done? Jesus turned around to James and John, and he rebuked him. He said, "On a end know what kind of spirit they in on a heart, because the man will come from God and come for take away people's life. He come for save them." Then Jesus and disciple them going along to another settlement. While Jesus and disciple them going along the road, one man tell Jesus, say, "I can follow you wherever you go." Jesus answered him, say, "The fox got hole in the ground, and the bird will fly around in the air, they got nests. But the man will come from God ain't got no way to lay head to rest." Jesus tell another man, say, "Come follow me." But the man answered him, say, "Sir, first let me go and bury me papa." Jesus answered, "The people will ain't have the true life what God give. Let them go and bury their family what done dead. But you for go tell other people about God's rule." Another man tell Jesus, say, "Sir, I will follow you, but first let me go tell my family I grind." Jesus answered him, say, "Anybody will start for plow ground, and he keep on looking back behind him. He like a person with a work halfway. That person ain't fit for live under God's rule."